Let's kick off, as we always do, with a look at what's been hot in the world of science and research this week. And this one caught my eye because for a long time people have said that there's no evidence that passive smoking is actually bad for you. Well, there's a bit of statistical evidence, but no one's ever managed to do a test which proves beyond doubt that the lungs of people exposed to smoke passively are actually being harmed. Well, that's now changed because Chengbo Wang and his colleagues, they're based at the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, have used a brand new imaging technique which involves MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, to see inside the lungs of people who are non-smokers and people who are passive smokers and people who are smokers, and they've demonstrated there are changes. Now, what you do is you ask the subjects, and they took 60 people, 45 of whom were the non-smokers, half of whom had been exposed to smoke, half of whom had been exposed only to small amounts of smoke, and they asked them to breathe in small amounts of helium-3. And the way the test works is that the MRI scanner can see this funny form of helium, helium-3, and it can measure how fast, over about 1.5 seconds, the helium atoms move around inside the lung. Now, if you're a smoker and there's been damage to the lung, which progressive smoking over years does do, then the distance that the helium atoms can move around is greater because the lung tissue has broken down a bit, so the air spaces where obviously the lungs would pick up oxygen from the atmosphere when you breathe it in and get rid of carbon dioxide, those spaces are a bit bigger, so the helium atoms can move further on average compared with people who have healthy lungs. And when the researchers did this, they found that a third of the non-smokers who had long-term, quite serious exposure to passive smoking had many of the same structural changes that they saw in the long-term smokers. So this suggests that there is a lot of evidence now that if you are exposed to passive smoke, you can get a lot of the same lung damage that smokers do.
Wow. Does having these bigger volumes in the lungs mean there's less surface area so you can absorb oxygen less well?
That's right. And over time, people develop changes which are called emphysematous changes. And this, if you get enough of them, leads to the chest condition emphysema, which is where instead of having lots of small air passageways, where you have a large amount of surface, lots of lung tissue in contact with a tiny amount of air, with lots of blood going around the surface, so there's lots of opportunity for gas to go out of the air spaces and into the blood and vice versa, if you start making those spaces join together because the lung tissue gets broken down, you get one big space, but it's only got a tiny amount of air of tissue around it. So the opportunity to gas exchange is reduced. So your lungs don't work as efficiently.
Very interesting.